Hey everybody, I'm Jody Vance.
And I'm George Affleck.
And it is unbelievable how much we have to cover. We've got an election call imminent. Who's running where and why? What's the latest on that guy south of the border? And when I say that, it's like, which one? But also, why is Tesla getting booted from the Vancouver International Auto Show? Even the dogs are upset. It's time for
Unspun coming up. Where do we start?
You know what? Let's start with the fact that as of, synchronized watches, you got your watch on, hack, as of 10 a.m. on Thursday,
Yes.
March the 20th,
Log it.
we are awaiting the inevitable from the Prime Minister of Canada designate Mark Carney.
Yes. Election coming April 28th or May 5th, I think are the two dates
Yes.
that are
Yeah.
likely the earlier one, but although you got Easter in there somewhere, so they got to think about that.
Yes.
But yeah, it's coming. And his polling numbers are good, so why not do it before it's too late? I think
What's the latest
that's,
poll you've seen?
well, I just that he's way ahead. I forget the numbers, but we're looking at the Toronto's as GTA is definitely moving towards him. They're saying he might actually keep his seats in BC that he has. And I got a rumor.
Tell
I got
me.
a rumor. Gregor Robertson might be running for the federal Liberals. I don't know what riding. He lives in the West
Sorry, say
End.
that again.
Former mayor of Vancouver, Gregor Robertson, rumored to be running with the federal Liberals this coming election.
Wow.
Maybe it's Hetty's riding. He lives in the West End, which is Hetty Fry's riding, a long time. I mean, we're assuming she's running. I don't
Right.
recall her saying she's not running, so there hasn't been a process. But process, moshesh. Just jamming anybody you want.
Where does he live
So
now? I mean,
he
I remember where
lives,
he used to
okay.
live.
Yeah, he
Over here
lives in
because there's a bike lane and a parkette that waters itself and everything before he sold that spot. I'm still bitter about
Right.
it. I'm still bitter about that little corner of the world that got so much attention and affection while the rest of the neighborhood got nothing.
Interestingly, he lives in front of another park in the West End that is currently doing a massive upgrade and under in the
I
West
didn't
End, but
say.
I don't think he's related to that process. But he lives
I
in the
found
West
this.
End.
He lives in the West End now, so
Yeah.
but he could run wherever.
Yeah.
An election call seemingly imminent. This from Canadian polling. The Liberals are now on par with their 2015 election result of 184 seats.
Majority. Wow.
Majority.
That is the downfall of, and I saw some poll about Poilievre being the not the top pick of conservatives themselves. It's just
Okay,
madness.
that's wild, isn't it? This, do you. Okay, take the spin out of this for me, George. Your political brain. I want to pick your brain on this one. Is Donald Trump responsible for the distaste suddenly that Canadians have for conservative politics? I mean, clearly there are many staunchly conservative political people in Canada, but is Team Canada stronger than divisive, us versus them within our country?
Yeah, I think that there's some disappointing messaging with the conservatives to a certain degree with the Canada First concept, which I think some people find a bit too close to America First. I think there's a lot of things going on. I think the Liberals benefited from the unshackled Prime Minister Trudeau for 2 months where he could do whatever he want because there's no restrictions for him to worry about. So that gave him such a amount of freedom to do whatever he wanted for 2.5 months. And it turns out that the things he were doing resonated with people, as it was with Doug Ford in Ontario, who's a conservative.
Right.
I think that certainly helped. And then I think with Mark Carney as the leader of, who's got this sort of corporate background, and the head of two banks, what's the thing we're thinking about? We're thinking about money. We're thinking about tariffs. Who's the guy who's that experience and about money? There's a lot of things that's really related to timing, but elections matter, campaigns matter.
Right.
I wouldn't underestimate the local. If you look at sort of local Facebook groups and areas, and certainly like North Island, and you look at the downtown area here where I live, people aren't happy with any government right now because of crime and homelessness and like nobody's fixing anything and what's going on. I
And
think
those
it's
issues, though, largely are plaguing jurisdictions across the globe. This is not a unique to BC. This is
yes, of
not a unique to
course.
Canada situation. This is across North America. It's why so much anger and fear has been harnessed in the United States because of that. And maybe elsewhere, we're learning lessons across the EU. And I want to talk about the EU in particular as well, because PM designate Mark Carney, this is, or I mean, he's a prime minister. He's not designated
Me
now because he's
no, he is.
officially the
Yeah,
prime
he is.
minister. Sorry, I
He
got to
is.
fix that. He's officially the prime minister, but people are screaming that he's an unelected prime minister. So
Yes.
we're going to see an election call by Sunday because the parliament would have to be recalled. It's been prorogued. It would come back and come back in on Monday. He wants to call an election before that for all of the reasons that we could spend an hour just talking about the nuances of politics in Canada. But the interesting thing that I found just in the past week was the sort of rolling across the EU of pushback against largely conservative governments that have come in pre-Trump's re-election. We saw things turn really to the right across the EU for the same reasons. I'm bringing it back to crime rates, economic struggles, people screaming about too much immigration or migration, whatever you want to call it, because largely there's migration going on because of climate change, right?
Conor McGregor saying Ireland needs to get rid of its immigrants today.
Oh my God, this man needs to stop. He
It's
needs to stop
like
talking. But there was Mark Carney, our prime minister. Not people are so that right. Is so mad that he hasn't called Donald Trump. Why hasn't he met with Donald Trump? Why is he going to Europe? Why is he meeting with Macron? Why is he meeting with King Charles? Why is he going to, the North? Why is he in Nunavut? And here he is, today the news is that there are discussions about really aligning with the EU because we can't trust our neighbors to the south anymore. And I think there's a large population in Canada who say, you know what? Even if Donald Trump suddenly said, you know what, I'm taking care of, the tariffs are gone, we're going to play nice, everything will be fine, I don't think we'd believe him. I don't think we want to live at the behest of this chaos maker. I think that creating new pathways, and certainly there will be a great deal of pain in this country to establish ourselves in this new way of going around the United States, going across oceans to trade and find a new economy that, but the hurt is real, but it's interesting to see this leader just taking that path. And today in an interview, this is the final piece of my point, is I heard Mark Carney saying that in his role with the Bank of Canada and the Bank of England, for that matter, he dealt with and communicated with and knows leaders across the world. He knows these people. It's not like he's going to introduce himself, He knows Macron, right? Like he knows these people, and he's going to them and saying, "Listen, what are we doing? What are we doing?"
It's and one thing I've noticed, and he keeps saying I'm not meeting with the Americans until they acknowledge that we're a sovereign nation. I mean, what's the point? You don't even acknowledge us as a nation anymore. So, and
Right.
I've noticed actually that I'm pretty sure, maybe because people can correct me on but I haven't heard him since he became the prime minister say the word Trump. I don't think he said
I've
it.
not heard him say Trump. Nope,
I
doesn't
don't
mention
think
his
he
name.
doesn't say his name, so he doesn't even acknowledge the president's name. Very interesting tactic.
Yeah.
Demask, what's it not? What's it,
Emasculating.
yeah,
Dem
for
yeah.
Trump. It's like you don't even exist to us anymore because
Right,
of
because
the
we can't
chaos.
trust you.
But it's like, but here we are now with all this craziness, and you've got Alberta,
Right.
pushing against the narrative nationally. This how long can we keep this energy up as a nation, pushing against our biggest trading partner and the biggest trading partner and the biggest consumer in the world, which is America? And that's not going to change overnight. We still, sure, we can align with Europe and Australia buying, drones from Australia and Ukraine and buying jet planes from Sweden. But at the end of the day, it's going to be hard not to be connected to the United States. And so this tariff war that we're in, the Alberta premier is saying enough, enough. But I think with Carney's point that we're not being acknowledged as a sovereign nation, that's a big deal.
Right.
That's not cool. And it says a lot about where they their disrespect for us. So how do we move forward, like Alberta wants to, in negotiation, when we can't even they won't even acknowledge us. So what kind of negotiation is that? Very similar to what
Right. I
Zelensky is
disagree.
facing.
It's going to shock you that I disagree with Danielle Smith vehemently on so many things. Like I find her to be not my type of leader.
Well, she's selfish. She's got her
That's what
own
it feels
province's
like, right?
interests,
It
her own
really does.
province.
But I saw Billy Baldwin. Okay, we're starting to see, I don't know if you've ever watched Have I Got News for You on CNN, right? So it's a political satire, but rooted in fact. It's like getting people to understand headlines, and it's comedic, it's very saucy. One of the regular panelists was wearing a Canadian flag pin, right? A lapel pin. Billy Baldwin is posting all over social media right now about, what the administrative branch, the executive branch in the White House is not paying attention to. Is they think that they're fighting 40 million Canadians when in fact they're actually pushing back against 40 million Canadians and half of America. Like half of America doesn't want this rhetoric about Canada being the 51st. None of them want to annex Canada. It is just, it's outrageous. And to, I think we as Canadians, and I know for me and in the conversations that I'm having, is we'll take most any level of pain before we roll over into what that man is suggesting. Like that we're a huge swath of land. Like coming for us might be difficult.
If we had polling in Russia, though, prior to the Ukraine war, how many Russians would have not supported, if they were allowed to say it, that
Oh, I
invasion?
understand that,
And
George, but I
no, I'm just saying
acknowledge my
that
point
we,
though. Acknowledge
it's,
my point though. It's not like, oh, we're just Canadians.
no, no,
There's a
but it's, but w
huge group of Americans.
my point is, will they stand up and fight for us like Russians did not for Ukraine?
I
So
think they
this is
would.
the chat. I don't know.
I
I don't
do.
know.
I think Russian people were very oppressed, and they were taught that, and they did actually stand in defiance, and many of them dragged off into jails to God knows where. Is that where America's going? Are we headed down this dystopian path? Maybe, but maybe not. Maybe there's a whole way to rewrite this in a way that the bad guys don't actually end up winning in the end. And we're seeing even the Supreme Court Justice, John Roberts, is pushing back on Donald Trump with these flights to El Salvador that, they're like, turn those planes around. We have not confirmed who's on those flights. Like, you can't just do this. This is breaking the laws of the land, and we're starting to see little things that flip and change and do, and people, I think, are standing up in a really great way. Bringing it back to Canada, we're standing up in the only way we can, which is standing together. We cannot, we're the mouse versus, the lion here. We're in that moment, but we might just be able to stand strong enough so that the people in the United States miss us and feel what we used to give and take and trade and be like, what are we doing? Why are we, maybe the good thing happens.
I hope so. I think that the new normal is chaos that we have to deal with, that we have to make the
Sure.
assumption that nothing's going to change in America, so we have to build a country without America. So how do we
Right.
do that? I think Carney's points about, which is something you and I've talked about, a lot over the years in this, the pipeline debates that we've had, like, this whole, and he's now, it's, his messaging is something along the lines of Canada is the world's energy source, basically. We have everything you need to power the world. And so we need to harness that to profit from it, profit, I'm sorry, in order to pay for the world that we live in this country, the benefits that we have, the things that Americans look and go, how do you have universal health care? And they're trying to say our taxes are high and this are high, but our standard of living, our middle class standard of living is much better than in America's. We have, because we have access to all these things, because we are united on that. But you still got to pay for it. And
Oh, yeah.
so a willingness by everybody now moving forward, unlike say 10 years ago, where pipelines were not being, the First Nations, everybody fighting those things internally, those days are over. We need to get
Yes.
it to work, and we can do things environmentally. And he's the carbon tax thing, and his point regarding the carbon tax, this whole carbon, he's saying, look, our partners require us to have some kind of process for pollution. So we have to, in order for us to trade with Europe, we have to have something in place. Otherwise, they won't accept our goods. So that's something that he's got to message. But the willingness and the speed at which we can harness this actual energy, hydro, gas, oil, everything, will be the only way we survive. And it's got to happen super fast. And, it still takes a long time to build pipelines. I mean, we just got one built and it took how many years? 5, 7 years to build that one from Alberta. So,
But so much of that was the red tape prior to actually getting down to business of building it. Because driving back and forth along, the Coquihalla Highway over the last 4 years, it's unbelievable how quickly things can happen once the approval process is there. And that's the part I think, to your point, I think you're absolutely right, is the infighting over why and how will be peeled back. Because it's like, this is our ability to not just survive but thrive is because of this. We have to find a
They got
way
nothing else.
to diversify where this lands. Because right now it all points down south. Everything flows south. It's got to flow east and west. We got to get it out another way. And they've got to need it. And that's like the steel and aluminum. It's like potash. It's like all the other things that we're all learning about, just how much, quote unquote, our largest trading partner, they need these things from us too, right? They need these things from
Yeah,
us.
and we're happy to sell that to them at a premium with tariffs. So,
Correct. That's
this
what's
is
happening.
it's so it's going to be interesting to see how fast. I think, hey, we can look back to the founding of our country, and what was the thing that connected the whole country? It was a railway, and how fast that was. How complicated would that have been? And especially in those days, they built a train from coast to coast, to unite the country. And I'm not saying that a pipeline is a but the
I
energy,
get your point, though.
infrastructure is what will keep us together financially, and potentially, and that investment that we're going to have to make, it's going to cost us a lot of money, and it's from a capital cost. But at least there's a good return on investment. If you look at, we own that pipeline, what was the Kinder Morgan pipeline. Now, we own it now as Canadians. Not ideal, the government owning things like that, but it's making so much money. It's just so profitable.
Liquid
So
gold.
it's like a pure money maker, and more of that. Sorry, everybody, but we also need to be conscious that the environment is under threat, and we need to deal with climate change and all that stuff too, if you still believe in that out there. A lot of people don't anymore. We don't even talk about that anymore. So, and then,
I do.
people,
I believe in
but it
it.
still
I
exists.
talk about it. I think there are lots of things that we can do as well as that to try and divert what is landing in landfills and incinerators across Canada. Because, I mean, more so than us doing our recycle bin, big industry needing to be more carbon neutral as opposed to carbon taxed. Like, let's create systems and rules around what you can throw away, what you can just bag up and toss, right? What you can just get somebody to truck away in a dumpster to God knows where, right? Like, those types of things can be done while a pipeline is paying the bills and paying for healthcare and paying charging the economy, if you will, and building out the other infrastructure that we need for other forms of cleaner energy. As you said, it is on us to deliver clean energy to destinations around the world. They count on it. I do want to talk about a little bit back to Carney and Pierre Poilievre, leader of the official opposition, and the attack ads we're seeing. It's very interesting, like just watching hockey the last few days, you're really seeing, you said, like, here they come, right? What do you think about the attack ad that the Conservatives have put out with Mark Carney that basically they've tried to make him look like a vampire?
I mean, this stuff works. I mean, I haven't seen that one specifically, but negative advertising in politics works very, very well. It's very effective, and it's usually not brought in only when you start worrying and that you might be losing, that you start doing the negative stuff. So both campaigns are, because it's basically a dead heat now, are both doing negative right out of the gate, which is unusual. Usually the party will be certainly further ahead and will run more positive stuff, and so they don't have to get into the mud. But in this case, we're going to see just negative for the next whatever it is, 6 weeks. It's the way it
And
works.
I've seen a couple of Carney ads that weren't necessarily negative, but more, he's more prepared, Well, I've yet to see a Poilievre ad that isn't a he's just like Justin, you know, the catchphrases that he liked, the Canada first, the like except for one, I think it might have been on my phone that one popped up that had a really negative, like bad photograph of Carney and this like glowed up, airbrush, filtered, big grin, smiling. Here I am, Poilievre. Like it was two photos, and I thought, who's that resonating with? Like
I think the bigger thing we have to worry about is the infiltration of bots and humans that are not of this country, who are in groups, Facebook groups and on Twitter, who are have penetrated
stoking
these
it.
groups and they're pushing a negative narrative that is not even factual. That's what we
Right.
need to be. I mean, fact, you can talk about the advertising, that traditional negative advertising, but now we're talking about, and we see, of course, the stuff that Elon Musk, the stuff he puts on Twitter, which is complete lies, and Trump, and these are lies. They're 100% lies. Saying that, Poilievre or that Mark Carney's like Trudeau. Well, yeah, that's kind of potentially true. He's the same party. He's the prime minister. It's an
He's
obvious
definitely a
thing.
liberal.
And so it's really speaking to the people that are hate Trump, hated Trudeau. Don't forget, you hated Trudeau. Just keep hating Trudeau because this is Trudeau. That's not a lie. But what we're gonna see, and I think we talked about before, you said there's a local group that you're like, what is going on in this local group? And it may very well be have been infiltrated by negative forces. We have a city election coming up. We've got a federal election coming up. These local groups that have a massive following, thousands and thousands of people, which has a massive influence on voter decision making. Everybody, I guess it's a warning to everybody to be careful about who these people are. Like, click on their profile and find out, especially on Twitter,
That's right.
if they're real.
That's right.
Look at, if you see somebody
They
who hasn't
joined.
tweeted in 3 years and suddenly they're tweeting again, it's not a person. It's either a robot or it's somebody who took over that person's Twitter account and it's faking them. And that person may not even know that this person's doing these tweets. Who knows?
Which
That's
is,
going to be
if I
happening
may, right
more.
there, that's a very good point, George, because you're making lots of good points today. Not that you don't usually, but I keep saying good point. When people are talking about getting off Twitter, I've deactivated my Twitter. Actually, you don't, because you deactivate your Twitter and a bot can take over your profile and be tweeting like it's you, and you'd never know because you've left Twitter. So if you're leaving Twitter, just leave it. Just
You
leave
don't
your
think Elon
Twitter.
Musk's going to let that, hey, okay, thanks very
Right.
much. I'll give that to somebody else, with
That's
my
right. I'll
Russian
take your
friends.
70,000 followers and use them over here or whatever.
I'm a
So
believer of stay on there and fight the fight.
I'm fighting the fight. I'm
I
with you,
think
George.
you, I mean, blue sky's great, but you're speaking
It's a
into
silo.
it's a silo. And
It's a
so
silo.
get into this, like people on traditional media, like you go on CNN, go on Fox, go on, stay on Twitter and fight the fight. Don't let these people win. I mean, it's you gotta speak your mind on whatever platform it dominates, and X still dominates on the news
Because there
cycle.
are, that's something that conservative media is very organized, right? They're saying, especially in the US, but it's happening in Canada now. Did you see Jason Kenney is now officially a member of the media? You know, the media, air quotes, because it's certainly not unbiased. And we've got to watch out for that, as well as the bots and the disinformation and misinformation that's being stoked in Facebook groups and on social media of all kinds. I mean, it's on your Instagram as well. You think, oh, Instagram's different. No, it's not. It's Facebook. It's the same company. So, you know, it's all Meta. But when we have entirely conservative or entirely left-leaning, what the extremes on both sides are equally as guilty of this, I think, but one's more organized. The right is more organized when it comes to feeding a media narrative. They get in line and they keep pummeling it at you until you believe it's true. And that doesn't happen in mainstream media, MSM, the dirty word of the decade, right? You and I have both done a lot of work in mainstream media. We know how much vetting is involved. Like, you don't just quote that person who tweeted that thing without looking at their profile, without looking at other people's profiles. Or for that matter, somebody takes a screen cap of Elon Musk's Twitter and it says something horrifying. I go to Elon Musk's Twitter feed and I look for it. There's a date on there. And I look and I look and I look, and lo and behold, it's not there. That was also fake, right? Like, there's so much deep fakes, so many deep fakes going on right now. And there could literally be recordings of me saying something horrifying online because AI can now recreate my voice almost to perfection, right?
Yeah.
So
And then
we
there's
got to
parody
be.
accounts like Liam Neeson, who I don't know if you see him on X,
I
but he's like,
do.
everybody, I'm not Liam Neeson. I'm not,
Right.
it's not even spelled the same way,
It's
but
Nissan,
everybody,
like Nissan, the car.
it's a
Yeah.
joke, everybody. It's
It's
a
a
joke.
joke. It's a parody, people. We need a George Affleck parody account.
Some might
Okay.
say my accounts already are parodies of
I love
things.
your accounts. You keep me informed. Okay, so this is like a full pivot, but the by-election happening locally here.
What by-election?
Exactly, George. Nobody knows. They're like signs popping up, and you're like, what? What? I mean, geeks like us know, but can you please explain to our listener and viewing audience what the hell is happening?
Well, we have a by-election, two spots available in Vancouver. Specifically, I think there's some other by-elections happening at other places, but I'm not going to be able to remember
I know.
where. So it's interesting. The only thing we hear right now is sort of negative things, like ABC putting lawn signs on Rebecca Bly's mom's house, using their list and saying there's an assumed okay from the people who said last election that it's okay to put a sign on your front lawn.
Like
I'm like,
what?
no, there's not. No,
No.
there's not. You got to do the work. You got to ask again. People, a lot has changed in the last 2.5 years for ABC. I think a lot of people don't support them anymore. And certainly Rebecca Bly's mother-in-law or mother, whoever it was, like who was ABC, if those who don't know, got the boot. And
Yeah.
then she says, why is there a sign on my, mom's lawn? That's not cool, and that's negative. But you'd be hard pressed to find anybody in the city to know that there's an election coming up on April 5th, and certainly who the candidates are. And so that's good news for the
Or where to go to
candidates
vote,
or where to go to
or
vote. I think I
who's
got something in the
eligible
mail.
to
I did get a
vote.
thing in the mail. I got a thing in the
Oh,
mail
did
saying
you?
where, yeah, I did
But
about
it's
the
like,
timeline.
who's eligible to vote? You. You are. You.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
So don't
Tesla
forget to
got the
vote.
boot. Tesla got the boot from the Vancouver International Auto Show. Good plan, bad plan. What do you think happened there?
Well, it's a good spin because they said it was because of they were worried about safety. But sure. Okay.
Safety
Then
for Tesla.
shouldn't you just get rid of Ford and GM as well, since they're Americans? I mean, how, sorry, you got rid of it because nobody wants it there, and it's just going to get, it might get vandalized, but it's, I think it's because, bye-bye. And frankly, having, and it's great PR. I mean, they're on CNN.
Yeah.
So it's great PR for the auto show, but come on, it's because, if you really wanted to care, you would get rid of all the American car companies, right? Maybe, if you really wanted to stop the problem, then that's what you do. So anyways, it's
I
made
can
national news and international news, so that's
I can
kind of
see why
fun.
you wouldn't do that. I can see why you'd be specific to the brand because there is so much negativity and disinformation and overt aggressive attack behavior from Elon
Of
Musk
course.
specifically. I don't feel like Ford and GM are coming for us, you know, like I don't in the same way. Like I understand what you're saying. Like if we're talking about American products and overall, that's one thing, but I don't see people vandalizing, you know, Ford dealerships.
No.
Right. They're making a point by vandalizing
You
Tesla
know,
dealerships. I feel really bad for people who bought Teslas before this all started.
Hello. So I have a Tesla. It's full disclosure. Well, it's a Matt's car, but guess it, the lease is up literally today. So guess where my Tesla's going? It's going bye bye.
Is
Our
it?
Tesla is saying, but we went for because we think we have. I have my old minivan. It's the 2003 Toyota Sienna. Sweet ride, still riding it. It's now a band van. It's been a political van. It's been every van. Now my son's
I've
band
been
van.
every van man.
But now the kids are kind of grown up. We don't drive as much as we used to. But we went out and looked at cars last week and went to the Toyota place, and a 2 year wait to get a car. 2 years.
Really?
Yeah. Unless you have a trade
Where
in.
did
I'm
you
like,
go?
it's a downtown Toyota. And it was 2 years, unless you have a trade in, which I'm very confused about, because I'm not going to trade in the band van. I'm not the Toyota. It's a 2003. I'm not going to trade that sucker in. That's the boy's
But you can
car.
trade in your Tesla and buy a Volvo.
No, I read that it's a lease to the Tesla. So.
Oh, I
But
see.
it's I was just like, what? 2 years to get a hybrid? That's crazy. And I guess because everybody's buying Toyotas and nobody wants a Ford or a GM
I
or
should sell my
Tesla.
plug-in hybrid Toyota.
Yeah, there's like,
Good to know.
yeah, it's interesting. It's like, wow, okay. And also because
Interesting.
they're saying the tariffs, they're focusing their products into America. That so it's like, ouch. Well, they're
Wow.
still trying to figure things out, but the orders in America come first, I guess.
On that note, this 30 minutes went by super fast. As always, I love hanging out with you on a Thursday, George, on Unspun Podcast, unspunpodcast.com. You can like and subscribe us. You can come on our mailing list and we'll just send this podcast to your inbox weekly. We're 7 seasons in here, bro. Like, what are we, the
280
longest running something?
political BC political podcast in the history of podcasting. I'm going with that. I said that to
Look at.
Jordan Bateman the other day. He's like, really? I go, yeah, Jordan Bateman, who's, we worked with,
Yeah.
a few years ago, for those who don't know. He was like, really? I go, yeah, I'm going with spin.
Yeah, that's when the orca started. That's when I was doing the middle. That's when we started this. We did one maybe this will work podcast, and we've been weekly ever since. Crazy, crazy people
Crazy,
we are.
crazy.
But we always thought maybe there's nothing to talk about. Whatever will we talk about? But we find a way. You can follow him at George
Underscore.
Affleck on Twitter. I'm at Jody Vance, Jody with a Y, at Jody Vance on Twitter, on Instagram, on all the things. George on TikTok is hilarious. Curve Communications is where he hangs his hat. That's why he's so smart about PR things and politics and such. So if you're looking for help with your PR, Curve Communications is your destination. I've been finding myself on Canucks broadcast lately. Apparently, I'm going back to
Yeah.
sports, guys. And George, that's the one with the ice and the puck and the skating. Right?
I'm lost. You've lost me at sport.
I'll teach you, George.
No. Bye.